We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the fifth line from the top, beginning of the line. We just learned about Mashkin, that Mashkin is a shaila if it's Tamei Midaraisa or not, and even if it is, it's a shaila of Tamei other things Midaraisa. So in this Braisa we just had, it brought down that according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Loza, the halacha is that it's Safik Mashkin, if it became Tomei, that's Tomei, because Safik Deraisa in that case. But if it's a Tomei Achayim, it's only the Rabbanon, so it's Tahar. That's what it said. The top of the line says, Safik Mashkin, the Tomei, Tomei, Tomei Achayim, Tahar, the Bramei, Vechain, Hoya, Rabbi Loza, Oymer, Kedvaro. It sounds like Rabbi Loza holds that Mashkin to become Tomei is a Safik, and because that's the Safik Deraisa, but the Tomei Achayim is only a Safik Rabbanon. So Gemara has a kasha. Does Rabbi Elazar hold this mashkin even has tumah even with the rabbanon? It's not even tumah at all. But Tanya went to the bride. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, ain tumah lemashkin kol ikar. There is no tumah to mashkin at all midaraisa, and we'll see in certain cases even the rabbanon in the Beis Mikdash. Elazar says no tumah lemashkin kol ikar. Teida shrehid yosi ben yezer ish. First of all, he was made that a certain type of grasshopper called the ayal looks a little bit like a ram. That type of grasshopper is mutter to eat. We know grasshoppers, even though it says Samanim in the Torah, but we need a Kabbalah on that. So the Messiah was that the ayal kamsa was mutter to eat. And number two, he was made while mashkin base mitpachaya dachon, that the mashkin in the area behind the Mizbech and the base of Mikdosh was always considered tahar, which means the dam, the blood, and the water they use to clean up the blood, though that stuff, that blood, and that mashkin was dachan, was pure, was tahar. That's what he was made. So honicha, now what does that mean it was tahar? So it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds that it was tahar from tama acherim, but it became tama itself. Again, had tuma on it itself, if it became tama. And Rav says it was tahar legamri. Now, what's Pshat and Salacha? They didn't want to be Moisif Tumah in the base of Mikdash. Therefore, they were Mesakin that Mashkin base Mitvachaya is Tahar. That's only possible if Midaraisa Mashkin is not Mekabel Tumah or it's not Metamah Acherim. But if it was Midaraisa Mekabel Tumah Metamah Acherim, the Rabbanon can't say we don't want to be Moisif Tumah, we make it Tahar. It's impossible. We can't do that. So Akarcha means that this din was Midaraisa, it's good, and Midarabbanon, it's Tumah in other places. But in this Mikdash, they left it out in the Raisa. So it's Mechagas Rav and Shmuel, what it means, Dachan. So Hanich L'Shmuel, Dama Dachan, Matamah, Tumas Acherim. It means it's Tahar for making other things Tameh. So it's good, Rav Elazar still is good. Rav Elazar holds that it itself becomes Tameh Midaraisa, therefore even the Beis HaMikdash is Tameh. But to Matamah other things, that is not Midaraisa Tameh, therefore in the Beis HaMikdash they can Matara that. El Rav Dama Dachan Mamish, Dachan means it's Mamish pure. My Iklameh, what are you going to say? Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak Achada. What it meant, Rav Elazar Kedvara, V'chein Hoyer Rav Elazar Kedvara, meant on one of the things that Rameyah said. Rameyah said two things. Safik Mashkin Li Tamei is Tamei. To become Tamei itself, it's Tamei. The Tamei Acherim, it's Tahar. So Rav Elazar just meant on the second half. V'chein Rav Elazar means the second half. The Tamei Acherim is Tahar because Safik Derabbanon. That's what it meant, V'chein Om Kedvara. That's Mara's Teretz. Om Rav Mitzvah Achado. Frank Demar, Va Kedvarav Kama, the Nefishi. It sounds like there's two things he's saying. Kedvarav means he's saying like both things of Rameya. Both Safik Tameh is Tameh, and Tameh Chayim is Tar. It sounds like he's saying on both things. That's number one, Kasha. Number two, Kasha, Va'oid V'chein Ketani. It says V'chein. When it says V'chein, it sounds like the exact same thing. Kasha. It's Taka Shver, and this is Taka Kasha on Rav. That here in the Brisa on top of the Amid, Smash Rav, Elazar holds that Suffolk Mashkin Latame is Tameh means Suffolk Deraisa, and in this, on the other hand, Rabbi Elazar says over Edus from Rabbi Yesi Ben Yezer is Treda that Mashkin based Pekaya is Dachan. According to Rav, it means Dachan Legamri, it's Tahar. So that's a Kasha. How does that stem with the other Rabbi Elazar? And the Gemara stays with a Kasha on that. But once the Gemara discussed, brought down this Edus, the Gemara is going to discuss now the Tumas Mashkin. Kufa, Rav Oma. That when it says in this Braisa that the Mashkin base mitbachaya is Tahar, Rav holds it means Tahar Legamri. Rav Amadach and Mamish, it's Tahar Legamri. It means it's not even Mekabel Tumah. It means the Dam and the Mayim in the base of Mikdash was not Mekabel Tumah. It's tahar for making other things tamei, because the Chazal didn't want to be moisif tuma in the Beis Mikdash, therefore they were masak in that derabbanan. But tuma's atzman yashma lehem, but it does have its own tuma that it does have because he holds that's a tuma deraisa. Where does it explain? Rav amar dochan mamish kusava tuma's mashkin derabbanan. Rav holds all tuma's mashkin that's makabel tuma is only mederabbanan. Mederaisa mashkin is not makabel tuma. Only oichel kalim. Mashkin is not makabel tuma mederaisa according to Rav. Therefore, v'chigaz rabbanon b'mashkin the alma. When the rabbanon make the din rabbanon that mashkin's makabel tuma is only by regular mashkin. Mashkin beis mitzvachay like gaza, but the mashkin the beis mikdash they were not gaza. V'shmul amar v'shmul says no. Docham al tamet tuma zecherim. Av tuma z'atzman yeshlam. What's pshat in Shmuel that he holds that regarding makabel tuma, it's makabel tuma even beis mikdash. Makabel tuma acherim, it's not matama other things in the beis mikdash. What's the pshat? Kesava tumas mashkin atzmon de araisa. He holds tumas mashkin is mekabel tuma de araisa. Latame acherim is the rabbanon. To matama other things are rabbanon. He goes the rabbanon mashkin the alma. When the rabbanon makes zera to matama acherim that mashkin that liquids can matama other things. Mashkin veis metachaya. By the mashkin the alma. But mashkin veis metachaya loy gozer. By mashkin veis metachaya was not gozer. And that the Rabbanon have a right to say there's no gzeira is only by Tama Acherim. But Tumas Atzmon, since it's their Araisa, they cannot be oiker and be mevatel the din Tuma in the base of Mikdash, if it's their Araisa. Like upon him, that's what's coming out. Because Rav and Shmuel, what it meant, what this Eidus meant, that the Tuma of base Mitbachaya, which means the mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, dam emayim, that was tahar. According to Rav, means tahar legamri. According to Shmuel, it just means tahar mel tamei achem. Omele Rav Huna b'chinna l'rebrei. Rav Huna b'chinna told his son, ki ailes akamei de rapapa. When you come to rapapa, I want you to ask the kasha, Shmuel on Shmuel. Rami lei, mi yom Shmuel, docham atam tamas acherim, avot tumas atzman yesh lahem. How could Shmuel say that the dam and the mayim is mikdash, if it's makabel tuma, it's tamei, but if it touches something else, it's not tamei. How could that be? There's a pasuk that says, "Kari kam v'abasa ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo yoichal." It says, this is talking basa kachim touches any tamei, it cannot be eaten. So here, you're being masking the dam umayim in the Beis Mikdash becomes tamei itself. Just can't be tamei achirim. How can it happen tamei achirim? If basa touches it, it's part of the pasuk, "Abasa ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo yoichal." Rav Sheshe Bered Rav Idi Midi to have a Riyah V'Kaydash. No, it's not so shver. Why? Because we find such idea. The halacha is that by a regular thing only goes till Sheni. By Truma goes till Shlishi. And by Kachim it goes till Ravi. The more sensitive the thing is, the more Tumah it gets. But after Ravi, it can make a Chamishi, even by Kachim. And it's called Apostle. When it's the last thing, it's called Apostle. So the thing is, we're saying that I'm going to tell you Sikol Teretz, but it's called Apostle. Rav Sheshe's answer that don't ask me a kash on Shmuel. You know why? Because Avada, the masculine, can be kabel tuma. If it touches it, why is it not tuma? It's like a Ravi. Same like a Ravi. Same level as a Ravi. That was Rav Sheshe's teretz. Maskulor of Ashi, it's not a good teretz. Why? Ravi b'kodesh lo ikri tuma. That's called Apostle. Hi, this dam ikri tuma. I'm saying it's a kabel tuma deraisa, it's tuma. It's tummy. It's not just a psul. It's not like a less of a level of tummy. It's really tummy. You're just saying this is then that mask is not with tama achirim. So that's shver. To be a boss of shchol yiga is a kasha. That was staying blibing shver. That kasha on Shmuel. Turns out we have end up with a little kasha rav, a little kasha on Shmuel, and that's what we're holding now. We'll continue the discussion of the machoikas Rav and Shmuel if tumas mashkin is midaraisa or not. The gavi kabbalah is tuma for itself. Toshima. We have a pasuk in the Torah. This Toshma is from a pasuk in the Torah. In the pasuk in the Torah, it says it starts with a kli cheres. The halacha is a kli cheres is metame from the inside. If someone puts a sheretz inside a kli cheres, the halacha is anything that's inside the keli at the same time becomes tame from the kli cheres. So basically, the sheretz is an av, makes the cheres a rishon. And the cheres makes any food inside it a sheni. Lacha is that a rishon can make only oichlim or mashkin tami, not any people or any kalim. But here, and also another chiddush in this halacha is that when a sheretz is in a cheres, it's not like ki'ilu the sheretz is touching the food either. It's the sheretz makes the cheres tamei, and the cheres in turn makes the food tamei. And this is a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says like this: v'chol kli cheres, huh? Yeah, it's only time from inside, not megabe, not from the outside. Right. And not only that, from the avir also. It's not only from the inside, it's the extra chiz. Even the avir kli cheres metame. That's the extra chiz of kli cheres. And it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, v'kol kli cheres asher yipal mehem el toichoy, kol asher v'soichoy yitmo, v'oysoy z'shboyer. Anything inside becomes tummy that you break. And then the next pasuk says, mekol oichal asher ochel asher yovay alav mayim yitmo. Any oichal that mayim came on it, which basically means it got a hechsher, yitmo become tamei in the kli cheres. V'chol mashke asher yishosa b'kli, v'chol kli yitmo. And any mashke that you could drink, and any keli is also tamei. So basically it sounds like a first pasuk, that mashke is v'kava tomo. Because the pasuk says that any oichal that had water come on it, that's in this kli cheres, became tamei. And any mashke that you drink in a keli, also becomes tamei. So it's a first pasuk in the Torah. This is Parashat Shmini, I think so. It's Parashat Shmini that anything that's in a kli cheres becomes tamei. So you see, Clark, that the mashke is mekabel tumah. It's a kasha rav. So the first pasuk, not like rav. So Gemara says, no, it's not shver. My yitma. What does it mean? Yitma. V'chol mashke ashi yishosa v'chol kli yitma doesn't mean it becomes tamei. It means hichshir. What it means is saying. And any liquid that you drink in a cup, yitma will make it hukshar also. Halacha is oichal to mekabel tuma has to have hechsher. So the pasuk is saying that it needs hechsher. What? Not in klicheres, but the pasuk says anyway. The pasuk says anyway that you have to have hechsher on it. So saying again, v'chol mashka shishas v'chol kli yitma. I can ask you, we need two things hechsher. Same point. That's tomorrow's kasha. So my yitma hechsher just means that the mashke is machsher the food, makes it hechsher hukshul l'tama. Right, tomorrow's kasha hechsher mereisha the cross sham alei mekala oichal shiachal v'goymer, which the pasuk says mekala oichal shiachal shiachal love mayim yitma. If you talk about hechsher, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's the same pasuk two seconds before that. And the same pasuk says that mayim is machsher the food. So Gemara says, no, I need a chiddush. Chad v'tlushim chav v'chabarim. The second part of the pasuk says, v'chol mashke shishosu v'chol kli yitma, is telling you, even mashke that's in a keli, it's also tamei. You would think dafka, water that comes out of a lake or a river, and you put something in the river and you took it out, that's what's machsherit. But who said in a keli it's machsherit? K'mashlon, yeah. And the Gemara explains, what's the chiddush of both of them? V'tzrichi. The yashmim v'tlushim, if you only told me that something in a kli, something in a utensil, that's machshir, because mishum nachshavinu, you will machshir that water. So maybe that type of water can machshir, can make hechshir. I'm a chabarim, but maybe something that's a part of the river, part of a well, is that. Eim aloyim. V'yitam v'chabarim mishum nukayim v'duchtayu chashivi. Since it's in its place where in source, it's in its source, that's why it's chashiv to machshir. I'm a tlushim, maybe if you make it detached, eim aloyim, it would not be able to machshir, tzrichi. Therefore, you need both psukim. So according to Rav, when you learn Chumash, you have to know how to teach a pasuk. But according to Rav, the way he teaches the pasuk is that any oichel that's in the kli cheres that had water come on it is tamei, and any mashke shishos v'chol kli yitma will make it hechsher also, will be machsher also. And there's two type ways to machsher, either with mayim mechubarim or mayim tlushim. Two ways to make something into a hechsher l'tuma, hechsher l'kabel tuma, hechsher l'kabel tuma. Toshima, not a kasha on Rav. We'll try not a kasha on Rav. Toshima, ach mayon ubar mikveh mayim yiyeh tahor. It says in the pasuk that water that's attached to the mikveh, or water that's attached to a well, can't be kabel tuma. Mashma, everything else could be kabel tuma. Any other liquid could be kabel tuma. Again, it's kasha Rav in first pasuk in the Torah. That liquid could be kabel tuma. Rav holds liquid can be kabel tuma. The Raisa. Here we see liquid could be ever kabel tuma. Only something that's part of a bar can be kabel tuma. The Gemara answers, ma'yia tahar mitumasai. No, this pasuk is not talking about the kabel tuma. This pasuk is the makar that a mikvah is purifies someone or something. And the pasuk is telling us it has to be dafka mayan or bar or mikvah mayim. It can't be mayim she'uvim. That's the yia tahar mitumasai. Like Rashi says, I'll read Rashi four lines on the bottom. If a tummy goes into a mayan, a spring, or bar, but if it's shuvim, mayim shuvim, which means water gathered with a pail, it's not going to be a tar. That's the pasuk telling. Not telling us about makabel tumah. Telling you how to matar yourself. That is what it is telling us.